Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm James Mason. Newcastle are stepping up their efforts to sign Bayer Leverkusen left-back Mitchell Bakker after making an offer of around £14.5 million. Bakker only joined from PSG last summer in a deal worth up to £8 million, and Newcastle's offer would give Leverkusen a healthy and swift profit. It's understood the Bundesliga side recognise the business sense of the deal and are willing to negotiate, while 21-year-old Bakker, who is represented by Mino Raiola, is keen to make the move to the Premier League. Meanwhile, Newcastle are said to be closing in on signing Atalanta striker Duvan Zapata and have agreed personal terms with the 30-year-old Colombian. Zapata is one of Gianpiero Gasperini's best players and he has helped turn Atalanta into one of the most watchable sides in Italian football. He has 12 goals and 7 assists in 22 appearances for La Dea this season and appears to be in good nick. This assertiveness in attack, coupled with his consistency, can make him a sensational signing for the Magpies. The Tyneside club had tabled a bid worth €30 million, but the Serie A giants are holding out for at least €40 million. As it is, it would appear that all that stands in Newcastle's way is the asking price. Zapata is set to triple his wages and earn a lucrative payday should he move to St James's Park. And finally, Newcastle may find it difficult to do a loan deal for Manchester United midfielder Jesse Lingard. It's added a permanent deal could yet be done between the two clubs, though, as the player could be tempted by a big offer and United would sell at the right price this month. Lingard's contract is up at the end of the season, meaning Newcastle would potentially be able to sign the England international for a reduced fee on his market value. The 29-year-old has struggled for minutes at Old Trafford this season. Last term, he also moved away from United on a mid-season loan, excelling at West Ham with 9 goals and 4 assists in 16 games. It is thought that the Magpies are still keen to wrap up a deal, however, it could be tricky this month and they may have to wait until the summer. That's all for now. We'll have more later.